The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, it's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Her assignment this morning is she ran out the door at 6 o'clock, was heading to the stables before it got too hot. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Your health, your choice, my friends. Shasta Regional Medical Center. That's my choice. Hello, Liam.
Good morning.
Gosh, you guys, you know, I'm changing you all. I'm changing producers like I change magazines in a firefight. I mean, every day. But it's cool. Because,
yeah.
And I had somebody else come in yesterday. Said, I heard y'all might be looking for producers.
Fun.
So, you know, because Liam is a musician.
Busy.
Well, that's what I said. You're a musician.
And
you're going to be out making music videos.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Well, plans might have changed. We might end up going to L.A. because we're due for an L.A. trip. I don't know.
Instead of Arizona.
Instead of Tempe, yeah.
Well, Tempe's a cool place.
Tempe's cool. I haven't been there, but my buddy Davey, you met him.
I think that's Arizona State or University of Arizona.
It's in there. It's some suburb of Phoenix.
Yeah. Well, Tempe, yeah. That's where the university is.
They're developing a walkable community in it.
Oh, yeah. That's
off
true.
Of, like, European city design,
yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
So cool. So what's the weather look like?
Alrighty. So today we have a high of 99, a low of 68. Wednesday, triple digits, a high of 100, low of 68. Thursday, high of 96. Thursday night, low of 67. Friday, high of 94. Friday night, a low of 66. Saturday morning, a high of 89. That'll be nice. And then next Monday...
Ooh, wait a minute. That's Saturday? It's going to be...
Saturday's 89.
Wow.
But
cool.
Fortunate for us, next Monday, it looks like we're going to have a high near 84. So
what's going on here? The temperatures are dropping.
Yeah. Weird. I'm not complaining.
No, neither am I. Wow. Okay, that's the 4th of July weekend, too. So, yeah. Cool. Baseball, no game Thursday or Friday of this week, but Saturday it kicks in again. And we start cold 45, so I'll give away some more tickets today. And by the way, if you go to the game on the 4th of July, take your take blankies and chairs and things like that, because right after the game, they're going to open the field out there where you can lay out your blankets or your chairs and everything, or you can just sit in the stands, I guess, and watch the fireworks. And after the fireworks, and they start at 10 o'clock, and after the fireworks, you can just hop in your cars, trucks, and go home without the huge traffic problem if you're down at the Civic Auditorium. So, okay. The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-based business out of Anderson, the Kenny family. All the propane comes out of one tank. It's the customer service that makes a difference, and they are just outstanding. It's a family-run business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they treat their customers as friends. 365-3793 is the phone number. Now, this hour from 7 to 8 will be open line. So if you've got questions, if you've got things that you want to get off your chest, things stuck in your craw, it's a good time to do it. The latest is after last night, is that the incumbents, all the election results stand, that the incumbents seem to have all won. Judy Flores, Kathy Darlin Allen, Sheriff Johnson, who else? Oh, all the ones that were running. Some without opponents. The only elections that are not settled are the 1st and 5th District. Both of those are going to go into the general election with Kevin Cry and Aaron Reznor in the 1st and Baron Browning and Chris Kellstrom in the 5th. So they'll be running in the November election. and we'll see who's going to be our supervisor then. And again, we don't get to vote because we got moved into the second district. We got moved out of the first district and couldn't vote. Anyway, I somehow got moved into the second district with my friends from Fringe Gulch. Okay. Big news. The California Attorney General sent out a notice on Friday, and it was the, let me see if I can find this here. Here it is. The California Attorney General sent this out, a legal alert to all California district attorneys, police chiefs, sheriffs, county councils, and city attorneys. And follows the United States Supreme Court decision on Thursday overturning the New York State's proper cause requirement. It is the Attorney General's view that the court's decision renders California good cause standard to secure a permit to carry a concealed weapon in most public places unconstitutional. Permitting agencies may no longer require a demonstration of, of good cause. What's that mean? Well, see, a lot of the local agencies said you have to show us why. You must have good cause to carry a concealed firearm. Well, what's that good cause? Well, it's whatever the sheriff or city official felt. It wasn't like written down. So, oh, no, you must have good cause. Well, I carry money. Nope, that's not good cause. I'm afraid of my life if I'm walking down the streets. Nope, that's not good cause. See, they can make anything they want, but essentially what it meant was you're not getting a CCW. Now, you take away the good cause, and people are lining up to get their CCWs. However, the Attorney General did say, local officials can continue to enforce all other parts of California gun laws, including taking fingerprints, performing background checks, mandating training and requiring the applicant provide proof of good moral character. Now, that's the part that's a little scary. What's that mean? The advisory emphasized the importance of determining good moral character, and that this should be based on personal characteristics one reasonably expects of candidates for a public carry license who do not pose a danger to themselves or others. He said that even though the good cause is removed, it remains reasonable and constitutional to ask applicants why they are interested in carrying their firearms in public. Well, now what is that? Could that be? Well, let's just check moral character. Well, you've already done a background check. Does this mean if a sheriff or a chief really wanted to, they could say, well, we need three references from your friends or employers that says you have good moral character? Well, I hate to give them ideas, but, is this something they can do? After his kind of a convoluted, you should issue people a CCW who don't have anything in their background. Like here in Shasta County, you get a background, you get your fingerprints, they do a state and a fed background investigation, you go through classes, and then you go in your initial CCW and you talk to a member of the sheriff's department. I think that covers all of those. And then if there's nothing in any of that and you've completed the classes and you've completed the interview, you get your CCW. I'm just thinking is, how could somebody screw with people? And this could be a way of doing it. Or the training. Maybe they'll make the training a week-long affair. You must have 100 hours of training. Well, that could be every weekend, 16 hours. For what? 8 weekends? Or 6 weekends? I can't imagine they would do that. I mean, they've lost. And if they come back and they start making it onerous again, then they'll just go to court again and they'll lose again. So, okay. Anyway, this is what he said. The Attorney General says remove all of the good cause and start issuing. I think that's good news. You ever thought about caring?
I have.
You're not old enough.
Am I not?
No.
I don't even know that.
No,
I mean,
you've got to be 21. They pass these laws. You've got to be 21.
I've shot guns. We're not, like, really a gun family.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've enjoyed doing it. I want, like, a revolver when I'm older. Well, I just think
they're
cool.
When you hit the age, we'll get you through the CCW class.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. If by then they haven't found a new way to restrict.
Yeah.
But if, like, you're from Shasta County, I think you're pretty safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you live down in Marin County or L.A. or San Diego, I'm sure that they're just not going to roll over on this, but I could be totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I could be totally wrong. There, you know, they could be saying right now, okay, we're going to start issuing, and I'm just wondering how many thousands of people
mm-hmm.
are going to come in San Diego, Orange County, L.A., San Francisco.
Well, people want to feel
tens
safe.
Of thousands. Yeah, they don't feel safe out there.
Nope.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash, this is my favorite place to get my car washed or my truck. I drive in, they spray it off, they wash the windshields, they do all this. It goes through this brushless car washing. And they've got this wax and soap that, you know, that really clean, first of all, it really cleans it and then really shines the truck. And then when you kind of get shoved out the other end, there's a person there who is pleasant and has clean towels that wipes my truck down, makes it all dry, and smile and say, you know, thank you for coming in. I mean, this is great. Now, reasonably priced, and it's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. And you'll see the Dutch Bros, but you go right in on the other side of the Dutch Bros, and that's Quick and Clean Car Wash. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Or you buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean. Quick place. We'll be right back. 7:17 in the morning, and it's 67 degrees out there.
I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come?
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, 7:21 in the morning here on the 28th of June. 67 degrees out there. Whoa. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All the fires, all the craziness in the stock markets. When's the last time you had your insurance plans looked at or your financial plans? Well, give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive, make an appointment, and talk to Judy or any of her professionals down there, and you're going to get great advice. They've been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. And did you say Terry's on the line?
Yes, he is.
Terry, good morning. Hello.
He's gone.
Terry.
Apologies.
What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'll try to survive. Okay, what else? You know, people trying to get across the border by the millions. And, you know, and Biden just isn't handling it. And his latest candidate for ICE head up the... that department just pulled his name out of contention. And now I'm not going to go through this. Well, they just found outside San Antonio a trailer jammed with people trying to enter the country. 46 dead, 16 in the hospitals. 46 dead, 16 in the hospitals. They don't know what country they came from. They don't know. There wasn't any children, it looks like, that were in this. But somebody parked a trailer outside in a remote area outside San Antonio, just left it there, no air conditioning. They couldn't get out. You know, when you think of that, if we had an immigration policy that actually made sense and a border we controlled, you wouldn't have these problems. We wouldn't be having all the consternation. We wouldn't be having millions of people coming across that border unchecked, being using taxpayers' money to fly them into the interior of our country, bussing them in. They're not even, you know, they're not being checked. It's ridiculous. And then people get horrified by people, you know, finding people dead like this. Well, it's the summer now, and when you start heading to the desert down there. There's places in Arizona and New Mexico that have got flags, long, well, probably 30-foot long poles with flags on them, orange or, you know, or green neon. And what that is, when they see it, that means there's a water cache there that citizens put out there. I think maybe even the Border Patrol has put out there because the people will get out in the desert and they just die. And dying of thirst is horrible. So they try to put these caches out there to, if somebody's lost out there or trying to travel across the desert, at least there'll be some water. But you're going to have this summer and every summer, you have probably dozens of people that don't make it. They find their bodies at the end of the year. They find them there, out there. And part of that reason is, a major part of that reason is we don't have a immigration policy that makes sense. And Who can you lay the blame on for that? Let me think. How about the Democrats and Republicans? Each of them have had, at one time, the power, and yet not the power to do anything, to come up with a plan, a bipartisan plan that actually makes sense, where if you've got a college degree, you have worked for our government in top secret jobs. It seems to me that if you decide that, hey, you know what, America's great, I want to live here, it should take less time than 4 years to get them a green card. It just makes sense. Why does it take so long? And, you know, this thing about the Dreamers, whether you like it or not, if a kid comes over, he's 1 or 2 years old and he's 22 now, he's as American as anybody's going to be. And why isn't something be done? You know, they got the Dreamer Act. Well, why don't we do something like this and make it official? Why don't we shut down? But before we do any of that, the first thing you do, control the border. Shut it down. And trust me, you can shut it down. You just have to have the will to do it. And the Democrats don't. A New York judge, Supreme Court, said, just ruled in New York that the city of New York wanted to let people with green cards and not citizens vote in local elections. He just struck it down. He says it's real clear what the Constitution says of the state of New York. You must be a citizen. And so the city of New York has overturned the mayor's decision and maybe even their city council to let people who are not citizens of New York vote in local elections. Now, I'm not sure, but I think San Francisco was allowing that. And I'm just wondering if that has gone through the court system. How do you let, is it in the Constitution of the state of California, you must be a citizen to vote? Then how can you let people who are not citizens vote? It seems pretty cut and dry. At least the Supreme Court in New York was real clear about it. So, again, there is no immigration policy that makes sense. Change my mind. Okay. Here's my favorite one. Two guys were arrested with 150,000 fentanyl pills in Tulare County, California. That many pills could literally kill millions. It was worth about $750,000. So where do you think these guys are? Yeah.
Where they are?
Yeah, I mean, they were arrested in Tulare County with 150,000 fentanyl pills. Where do you think they are right now?
In prison?
Hopefully. No. Released on their own recognizance. Not kidding you. On a court order. It's unbelievable. But these guys were released on saying they were no threat to the community.
Oh, my God.
And they were arrested. No bail. No bail. And you wonder why why we have a drug problem. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about this new budget that says that California, under the new government, all of us Californians are going to receive millions of dollars. Not all of us get $1 million, but it's going to be, you know. We all get money. And then I want to talk about the, since the SCOTUS ruling on Roe versus Wade, what's happened? Some follow-ups on that. How many, you know, a number of states have got trigger laws that said as soon as that decision was made, abortions were going to become illegal in that state, or there are going to be heavy restrictions. And we're going to talk about those states and others in California trying to make abortion a part of the Constitution. That and much more. Give us a call, 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. There's a nationwide organization called Legal Heat that bought the rights to teach in all of the Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, Sportsman's Warehouse, all those. And what they did was they came to Ted and said, we want you to teach in those. And a deal was struck. So Ted Leidy, who is the owner and founder of Northern Firearms Instruction, is now traveling throughout California setting up instructors and classes. On the day that the Supreme Court made that decision that you can carry a gun outside your house, he got phone calls from eight different agencies looking to have him apply to be one of the instructors, one of the instruction companies in their area there. So Northern Firearms Instruction gets some of the most thorough firearms instruction you're going to find. And as a, an aside, say I teach for Northern Firearms Instruction. I've had and have for 11 years, 12 years. For more information and the different classes they have, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and it is 7:35 in the morning, 68 degrees out there here on the 28th of June. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting a treatment for a work injury, you need to get Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick's experience in working for the insurance companies and workers' comp, and then he shifted over to the private sector. I thought he could be much more help in the private sector. And insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need one that understands what's going on, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. Speaking of Dolly Parton and Jolene, the gas crisis is so bad that Dolly Parton was seen driving and carpooling with Jolene. Okay, it's a bad joke. Let's go to the phones. Donna, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
With this, I'm Joy Klein, and I just think it's a good time to read the Declaration of Independence, since we are ready to celebrate the 4th of July. And
the whole Declaration?
It takes about 10 minutes. I'm not going to read it all because it takes about 10 minutes to read it. People can do that on their own. Or
that's right.
You can type in Declaration of Independence on YouTube. You can watch it and read it. But the part I wanted to bring out is the very purpose of government. And that's in the second paragraph, the beginning. And I would like to read a little bit of that.
A little bit.
Which says, it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable, which means God-given rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. I just think that gives you the very purpose of government. And then I heard something on the news that it may be on the ballot to make a decision for the people of California to decide if they want to keep abortion legal in this state.
To add it to the Constitution,
But, you know, the beginning of our California Constitution is so beautiful because our preamble is short, and Article 1, Section 1, it won't take me long to read that little bit. It says, we the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, in order to secure and perpetuate its blessings, do establish this Constitution. Then Article 1, Section 1 says all people are by nature free and independent and have inalienable God-given rights. Among these are enjoying and defending life and liberty, acquiring and possessing and protecting property, and pursuing and obtaining safety, happiness, and privacy. I just thought that people need to read these old documents. They're just so much information. And the Mayflower Compact, I mean, that goes back 400 years to 1620. And the second, it's only two paragraphs. The second paragraph begins with, having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith. So, I mean, these people came as missionaries to the Indians. And I just think our history is so beautiful that everybody should get those documents out. You can probably go to your legislator's office and get a copy of all of these. And it's a good time to be remembering the great history that we have.
Okay. I appreciate this. I appreciate this phone call. When I heard that, say somebody wants to read the Constitution to us, I said, I'm not too sure that's what I want to do. But what you just read was something that we all need to take to heart. What is the government here for? It's to provide. Yeah. It's to provide a kind of a an ability, a framework for people to make it, and to be guarded from a government taking all their stuff or making it too hard. And and that we do have these rights. And sometimes when you see the onerous laws that come down on us, or regulations or taxes or whatever, you have to wonder, maybe they need to, before they go back and vote on these, is read the preamble again. So thank you very much. Thank you, Donna. Okay. And speaking of Congress, speaking of the Democrat Assembly and the Senate here, they've come up with a budget, and it appears that the legislature says, per the term of the agreements in this budget deal, there's going to be inflation relief checks to millions of state residents. And what's that mean? I'm going to keep it as simple as I can here, but per the terms of the agreement, about 23 million Californians will receive direct payments of up to $1,050 as part of a $17 million relief package. That also includes a suspension of the California sales tax on diesel. That's interesting. And additional funds to help people pay their rent and utility bills. It's going to be done via direct deposit refunds or debit cards to tax filers and their dependents later this year or early next year. You'll either receive $350, $250, or $200 based on your income level, plus an additional payment for the same amount if you have at least one dependent. I'm not going to go through, if you make this much, make that. You can just look that up if you want to. But the other thing is suspending a 23-cent gas tax for diesel for at least a year. Well, that's going to help. For now, the budget needs to be voted and approved by the state legislature, which probably happens, and then signed by Governor Newsom, which looks like he probably will. And as everybody knows, the average price of unleaded gasoline in California on Friday was $6.35 per gallon, compared to the national average of $4.93 per gallon. So if Governor Newsom signs this, which he will, it looks like he's going to you're going to get some money, either direct deposit or a card mailed to you. Interesting that they're not suspending the gas tax too, because with the diesel, that'll help, because everything we get runs on diesel. Okay, you can look that up to see how much you'll make out of this, because it goes by how much money you make. Let me see, what else do we have here? Okay, I'm going to take an early break, because we'll come back. I'm going to talk Roe versus Wade. Yeah, a couple of things. When Roe versus Wade came out, there was this group that declared war on pro-life areas. A Catholic church was burned to the ground. Pro-life organizations, their buildings were attacked, vandalized by this group. I think it's June something group. And the Department of Justice has been sitting on their hands, and I think they finally came out and started looking at this group as a terrorist organization, which you should. But when the Roe versus Wade, what the Supreme Court said, this is not a constitutional guarantee. This is a state question. And they threw it back to the states. And since then, there has been a great deal of consternation. But what? How many states immediately banned abortion? We'll talk about that when we get right back.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me, 1 says she's a friend of mine.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Thinking about purchasing an electric car? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBot, Linda's on assignment. It's Tuesday. Hey, and a follow-up on that last thing about the money being sent to Californians. They have another, also there's another bill that they're looking at where they're going to be sending rebates to taxpayers under $250,000 to help offset the cost of gas. So if you're making less than $250,000, you're going to be getting some money back, anywhere from $350 to $200, depending. If you make more than $250,000 a year, no rebate. So you won't get one. You won't get one, Liam. You know, since you make over $250,000 a year.
It's unfortunate.
You know, you'll live with it, though, I'm sure. Okay, I talked about the when the states after Roe versus Wade, what happens. A lot of them have had trigger laws in there that said as soon as that decision was made, if it took it back to the states, automatically laws went into effect. And 13 states are opposed to enact immediate abortion bans, and at least 13 more could quickly follow suit. These are the ones with the trigger laws banning most abortions that will take effect immediately or within weeks of the overturning of Roe versus Wade. These states are Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. And Wyoming just passed its trigger law in April. There are also five additional states, Alabama, Arizona, Michigan, West Virginia, and Wisconsin, that still have abortion ban on the books from before Roe versus Wade that will go into effect now that that has been overturned. Now, Michigan and Wisconsin have pushed back on it. In fact, asking the Michigan Supreme Court to stop enforcement of the state's 1931 abortion ban. And Wisconsin has called the repeal of the 1849 state law that makes an abortion a felony. Now, and the four additional states, Georgia, Iowa, Ohio, and South Carolina, all have laws banning abortions after the six-week mark, which had previously been ruled unconstitutional but will now be revisited. In addition, Florida, Indiana, Montana, and Nebraska appear likely to, based on current legislative events, to move to ban or severely restrict abortions. 26 of 50 states are certain or likely to ban abortion now that Roe is overturned. And then the Center for Reproduction Rights and Abortion Rights Legal Group counts 25 states as likely to ban abortion, including North Carolina and Pennsylvania, but not including Florida, Iowa, or Montana. Meanwhile, think of places like California and Oregon, which have moved to protect abortion rights in the recent weeks. This is going to be interesting as see what happens. There was, you know, some companies have said that they're going to pay if they're in a state that outlaws abortion, that they're going to pay to move give money to their employees to travel to another state that allows abortions. Well, you know, like Apple and those. The only problem with that is some of these laws say anybody that abets or aids or, you know, helps somebody to receive an abortion is breaking the law too. So this is going to be a legal mess here. I'm surprised, you know, frankly, I'm surprised at how many states jumped on this to end abortion in the state or make it very restricted. 26, majority of the states. Were you surprised by that?
Not really, unfortunately. Huh. I don't know.
I mean, I understand, you know, this thing will set people on fire.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing. And there seemed to be focusing on Clarence Thomas. And Clarence Thomas was only one of the six.
Well, he was the one who I want to say published.
Well, that was Scalia.
Was it? Well,
the one who was it was leaked.
Yeah,
I think it was Scalia's that was leaked. And you know, the person who did that, they're trying to find that person. Because
have they not yet?
No, I don't think they found him yet. And there's, you know, there's only 30.
It was Alito who wrote the draft.
Alito. Mm-hmm. Okay, Alito, not Scalia. Alito. That was released. And this is huge. I mean, nobody's ever leaked something mm-hmm. like this. And there's only 30 to 40 people
yeah.
that have access to this. And you know if they're going through their computers, they're finding any way, mm-hmm. if they can find that person. They're all lawyers, and they're all obviously very bright because they're working as clerks for the Supreme Court. I would believe probably that their career as a in law, unless they become a paralegal, is over at this point. There is one more case the Supreme Court's looking at that could make a big difference, too. And that has to do with the EPA. It's West Virginia versus the EPA asked whether important policies that impact the lives of all Americans should be made by unelected D.C. bureaucrats or by Congress. The SCOTUS could well decide that ruling by executive agency fiat is no longer acceptable. Mm-hmm. Do you realize how huge that is?
It's massive.
You know, that's going to have, and I hate to say this for everybody, Roe versus Wade, because, it's, you know, it's people and personal and all that. What this says is BLM, EPA, mm-hmm. Army Corps of Engineers can't just make a rule that everybody has to follow. Yep. This has to be something that comes from Congress, from your elected representatives. That the, you know, I used to call them nameless, faceless, bureaucratic thugs, mm-hmm. would come in and make this ruling. We want to see this. Well, nope, I'm not going to let you see my well. And all of a sudden your fence gets cut while they go out there to look at it. That they can come in and make a rule that costs a landowner or a homeowner literally tens of thousands a day if you don't acquiesce to them. This is huge. This involved the Clean Power Act, which adopted under Obama to fight climate change. The program was estimated to cost as much as $33 billion per year and completely reordered our nation's power grid. The state of West Virginia, joined by two coal companies and others, sued the EPA, arguing the plan was an abuse of power. By deciding in favor of West Virginia, the court could begin to rein in the vast powers of alphabet agencies in D.C. that run our lives and return it to legislators whom we elect to create, guess what, legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Just as the Supreme Court ruled Roe versus Wade that abortion laws are more appropriately left to the people's elected representatives, it may decide in West Virginia versus EPA that Congress and not federal agencies should write our laws. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. I don't particularly. But
why? Tell me why.
I think...
I got a couple minutes.
I mean, so abortion, I mean, it's never cool. I don't think anyone really even likes abortion. But I think...
I think you're right. I really believe you're right.
Yeah, well... And
nobody wants
no
to
one
go
wants
through
to,
that.
No, no one does.
Right.
But I think... I don't even think it should have been left up to the states. I think it should have been left up to the individual.
Yeah, but it has to be, you know, if it's going
with regulation, of course. No. I think there needs to be regulation.
Okay. No, I understand that.
All out banning it, I don't think was the right, per state, was the right thing to do.
There are instances
mm-hmm.
where, you know, what if a woman's life?
Yep.
What if a child is found to be that it's going to be stillborn
mm-hmm.
or that it has serious defects,
yep.
which they can tell in, you know, in examinations, like the organs are not going to develop. I mean, there are
mm-hmm.
exceptions to this, rape, incest,
yep.
and these, as opposed, you know, I mean, there are reasons where I can understand it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not because you had a great time and then, you know, oh, I forgot to take precautions.
Yeah.
I you know, you're still young. But when I was growing up,
mm-hmm.
I had a full life,
yeah.
and yet nobody I was ever with conceived
yeah.
until I was married 3 years after I was married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying is that there's ways to prevent
well,
this.
Yes. No, there are.
There are ways to prevent this. And there's even, you know, which will offend many people, the morning after pill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the morning after pill.
Yep.
just for that reason.
Well, they're talking about banning that, too.
I've heard that. And Facebook and Twitter took off their accounts, people mm-hmm. that were you know, were pushing that or yeah. offering to buy it for other people. I just saw that today, too.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about something totally different. But we could talk about birth control for animals because we got Haven Humane rolling in here right after the break. We're going to take that break right now.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A shocking discovery inside a sweltering trailer of an 18-wheeler in San Antonio, Texas. At least 46 illegal immigrants found dead in the trailer. Apparently, they were left behind by human smugglers. 16 other people are in the hospital. Texas Governor Greg Abbott writing on Twitter, "These deaths are on Biden. They're a result of his deadly open border policies." A summit of the leaders of the world's wealthiest nations is wrapped up.
The G7 leaders left their gathering in Germany, determined to support Ukraine for as long as it takes. They vowed to hit Russia with immediate and severe economic pain for its invasion. Part of that could be steps to cap Russia's income from oil sales. Leaders also agreed on a ban on imports of Russian gold and to step up aid to countries hit with food shortages by the blockade on Ukraine grain shipments through the Black Sea.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Her name is Cassidy Hutchinson, former Trump White House aide, the mystery guest, who will be appearing today at a last-minute hearing of the January 6th committee.
Hutchinson has already provided a wealth of information to the committee, sitting with its investigators over the course of three separate interviews. It was a taped deposition from Hutchinson that the committee used to detail which Republican lawmakers had sought pardons from Mr. Trump. It was her testimony that indicated that Meadows had been warned about the potential violence on January 6th. Hutchinson would be the first White House employee to testify publicly before the committee. While Meadows proved to be an elusive subject for the committee, Hutchinson has been able to detail many of the goings-on at the White House in the days leading up to January 6th. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Conference Board's closely watched Consumer Confidence Index has fallen again this month, down for the second month in a row, dropping 4.5 points now to its lowest level since February of last year. Wall Street, the Dow up 94 points, NASDAQ down 68. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, clearing the way for many states to ban or severely limit abortion. The abortion debate rages on all across the country. The award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life. Stream it at salemnow.com. If you care about protecting the unborn, this is a movie you will not want to miss. It's been hailed as the best pro-life movie ever made. Stream it today at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. There is a battle taking place in America. Whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, you need to see this film. Stream it today at salemnow.com and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life. Stream it today at salemnow.com.
Rescuers continue searching through the charred rubble of a shopping mall looking for more victims of a Russian missile strike that killed at least 18 and wounded scores in what Ukraine's president calls one of the most daring terrorist attacks in European history. President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 1,000 afternoon shoppers and workers were inside the mall in the city of Kremenchuk. Giant plumes of black smoke, dust, and orange flame billowed from the wreckage as emergency crews combed through broken metal and concrete looking for more victims. A 101-year-old man has been convicted in Germany of 3,500 counts of accessory to murder for serving as a Nazi concentration camp guard during World War II. The court has sentenced him to 5 years in prison. The man, who was not identified, had denied working as an SS guard at the camp and aiding and abetting the murder of thousands of prisoners. News and analysis, townhall.com. The suspect in a deadly school shooting in Michigan may testify at his parents' trial.
Ethan Crumley is accused of killing four fellow students at Oxford High School. James and Jennifer Crumley are charged with involuntary manslaughter for failing to reasonably care for their son. Judge Cheryl Matthews says some text messages can be used at the trial.
I actually asked my dad to take me to the doctor yesterday, but he just gave me some pills and told me to suck it up. And, quote, my mom laughed when I told her, unquote.
Shannon Smith is an attorney representing Jennifer Crumley. She says this is not about the charges against Ethan Crumley.
He can answer questions that are not covered by the Fifth Amendment, so we can call him as a witness.
Smith says calling the son to testify is not about the parents wanting to throw him under the bus or make him look bad. It's about her clients defending the case. I'm Ed Donahue.
The NASDAQ is down 59 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. And somebody asked me, is Linda training our horse for something specific? Yeah, I'd be able to put a saddle on it and ride. That's always a good one. No, she works for that horse and rides it. Getting her ready for extensive trail riding here this summer. And so Linda's out there, and it's interesting to watch a horse. I've had horses much of my life, but Linda hasn't. Is to watch the relationship she has with this horse. That when she shows up, the horse is, you know, in her turnout, sees her drive up and starts nickering at her. And which horses do when they're happy to see, you know, their buddies. And she is, she and Linda are like their own little herd out there, which is kind of cool. You know, horse follows her around. Follows her around. She has arm and hand signals for the horse. I swear to God. She taps on her shoulder and the horse comes to her. I know. What can I say? And, you know, one day I was trying to get the horse to come over and the horse looks and starts coming at me and I went, whoa. Yeah, and I looked behind me, and there's Linda doing her arm and hand signals. Yeah, it's cute. 1,100 pounds. It's a good thing the horse doesn't live with us. We'd have to get her own Sleep Number bed. Good morning. Welcome to the show. 8:07 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, the 28th of June. Liam, I hired you for what was one of the top three things?
To run the shows.
And?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
To keep control of the month. And here it is.
Oh, yes.
The end of the month already.
It's already gone.
Already gone. What have you done?
Worked.
Worked.
All kinds of work.
It's getting ready to be July, son.
It's insane. I can't believe it.
I know. Hey, what's the weather look like?
Already, yeah. So today is Tuesday. We have a high of 99 today, a low of 68. Wednesday, a high of 100. Wednesday night, a low of 68. Thursday, high of 96. Thursday night, low of 67. Friday, high of 94. Friday night, a low of 66. Saturday, a high of 89. It looks like our Independence Day weekend.
It's going to be perfect.
It's going to be great weather.
It
85, 89, 84.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And, yeah, Monday, a high of 84. It's going to be great. No triple. In fact, it's not even close to triple digits. Starting Friday. Yeah. Down. Oh, good. Great. Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, a family-owned business that does great, great work. They really treat their customers well. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. I'm here with one of my good friends, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And he's bringing in, it's really cute. He's bringing in his, he brings me topics in every week. And this one, this is an important week because we got Camp Love a Pet graduation. Yeah. We got all these dogs. You've got photos of these dogs that were adopted. It's really, mm-hmm. it's really cool. So good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I am good.
Hey, do you have room out there? I asked this, but I not everybody hears every show. I know it's hard to believe, but do you have any room out there for large animals?
We do have limited room for large animals, yeah.
For, you mean like, what, horses, cattle?
Yeah, we had three horses last weekend. Luckily, the owners came and picked them up. We don't do cattle at all.
Okay, but you do have room for horses.
Yep.
Individual areas for them or just like a big turnout?
When you say room, we don't take in stray, we don't take in owner surrender or anything like that.
Right.
But when we do get strays, we do have room to hold them on a limited capacity, yes. In fact, right now we actually have a pot-bellied pig named Eloise. She's 2 years old, and she's up for adoption.
Okay, now, I've got a photo of this pot-bellied pig, and she is, you know.
She's cute.
How big is Eloise?
I don't know, looking at this.
You haven't seen her yet?
I have not seen her. I'm going to guess she's a rather large pot-bellied pig.
You know, they can get up to, like, what, 200 pounds?
But it's rare for them to get. I don't think they get that big that often. I don't think she's that big.
150 pounds.
She's definitely
a smaller pig.
A good sized pig for a pot belly. But yeah, but she is available for adoption, so you can call our adoption center and
now,
talk to them about that.
Did you send Eloise through the Camp Love a Pet?
No, Eloise did not go through Camp Love a Pet.
Well, you know, pigs are smarter than dogs.
Pigs are smarter than dogs, yeah.
She might have done better. She could have been the class valedictorian.
She very well could have, but it would have definitely thrown a wrench in the rest of the pack. Yeah. The dogs wouldn't have known exactly what to do.
Okay, hey, let's talk about Camp Love a Pet.
Yeah, Camp Love a Pet graduated last Saturday. It was fantastic. We had 20 students graduate, campers graduate. We had 10 dogs that went through the program with the 20 kids. Four of those dogs have been adopted. Six of them, as far as I know, as of today, still need to find forever homes. They're fantastic dogs that have 2 weeks of basic training with some amazing campers. But, yeah, camp was great. Our campers were phenomenal. I can't thank the counselors and our team enough for making it happen this year. It was a challenge because we had 20 kids for the first time. It was really good. And the dogs really responded. They learned a lot. I actually missed last week, but I showed up to graduation. And so the last time I had been there was a week ago Friday when we did our field trip. So I had seen the first 5 days of camp, and then I missed until graduation.
Now what's the field trip?
We went to Turtle Bay. We did three field trips this year, or this camp. We went to Turtle Bay twice, once with just the kids. We went to see the animal show. And also the King Tutankhamun.
King Tut exhibit.
Yeah.
It's cool,
which it's amazing.
You got to go see
it. Fantastic. And I want to thank Turtle Bay for helping us out with all that. They're amazing partners.
Oh, also the butterfly house.
Yeah,
open.
We have limited time, so we weren't able to go see the butterfly house just because our time is so limited. And really the main focus of us being there is the animal show.
Sure. Now, people that they're saying, well, what is Camp Love a Pet?
So Camp Love a Pet is through Haven Humane Society. It's 10 to 15-year-old campers. We do normally 16 to 18. This time it was 20, which is the largest we've ever done, campers. And they get randomly paired up with another camper and then randomly paired up with a shelter dog. And for 2 weeks, they train the shelter dogs on basic behavior, sit, stay, down. And then they teach them tricks. Army crawl could be shaking the hand. It could be spin. It could be rollover. Different tricks. They learn about how to train. We use nothing but positive reinforcement, so it's clicker training. So they click and treat. So the dogs get lots of treats. And then we have speakers come in, and they learn about how to be better community members. They also learn they all have to do basically a commercial, which is on our Facebook. For each of the dogs, so they have to give a speech about who they are and who their dog is and why they love their dog, which helps us adopt, which is fantastic. So they put that on our Facebook. You can find that on our Facebook page. All of the videos for each of the campers is up there. And then on the final Saturday, which was last Saturday, they do graduation, which is fantastic, and we have local dignitaries come. We have representatives from the state as well that give certificates, and so they walk and they get their certificates and they give their speech, they show the tricks they taught the dog. They also do a team trick because there's two people, and then when they're done, they walk out as graduates, line up against the fence line with their dogs so the families can go over and see, and then if they are adopted and the adopters are there, then they get to hand them off to the adopters and they get to go home.
Well, I could just tell you right now that if we'd put Snooki through this and Linda and I had been teamed up, the trick was seeing if Snooki's feet ever touched the ground. We'd walk in carrying her. Our trick would be me handing it to her, handing Snooki to her, and her handing Snooki back to me. Her big trick then would be laying down and refusing to come to you.
I don't think our counselors could have had the patience for you and Linda coming through camp. We try.
Can we bring our horse?
We try and keep the maturity level to 10 to 15 years old. So.
Oh, there you go, right there. Can we bring our horse through there?
Yeah, no, okay. We don't have a camp love of
okay.
horse.
Okay, camp love a pet. Well, now you're saying love a pet.
Well, you're right. You're right.
I mean, but people call snakes. People call snakes pets.
Yep.
Now that would be cool to watch a boa come through there.
Totally different camp.
All right, we're going to take a break here. I'm with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We just talked about Camp Love-A-Pet. There's another one in August?
No, July. It starts in like 3 weeks.
It starts in 3 weeks, and this is the second iteration. This is one of your happiest times there.
It is.
And because the dogs are given lots of love and lots of attention, and many of them get adopted out of this. So that's cool. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. It's beautiful accommodations, gourmet chefs, transportation if you want it. They're very close to Turtle Bay, that you can go on down there in the Sundial Bridge. People are happy there. People thrive there. Why? Because they don't have anything really to worry about. They don't have to worry about, the plumbing going bad or your grass dying or having to repaint that side of the house. No, you don't have to worry about that at River Commons Senior Living, and they are pet friendly. Yeah, you can have your pet there also. To learn more, give them a call at 530-238-5981. Talk to Brian. Get a personalized tour. Find out why so many people love it there. Find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:16 in the morning here, and it's 70 degrees out there.
Watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Wind River Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting on Saturday, July 16th.
In the cage. Full contact fighting.
Tickets start at $35 plus fees.
This intense action-packed event sells out.
Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets.
Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend.
MMA fighting is heating up with Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, using only the finest dark, oily broadleaf Maduro wrappers paired with a rich blend of Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos. This is a stick on the full side. An effortless draw brings out the wonderfully layered notes of espresso, black pepper, and cedar. Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bob. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And hop into our chat room, listen to us on the road. Colt 45 games this weekend starting Saturday. I have a family pack of four tickets, 605-4567. Come get your family pack. And remember, on the 4th of July, not only do you get to see the game, then you get to see the fireworks right after that from a great, great seating area there at Tiger Field. And you don't have to worry about all the parking. You can just, after it's over, just get in your car and drive home. 605-4567 for four tickets. This portion of the show brought to you by Shester. If we have two phone calls, Liam, I'll give four to each one, each family. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute, fully accredited chest pain center and diverticulitis center. They'll help your tummy, your intestines, and every place else that you need it. They are the place to go to, rated A rating from the LeapFrog organization, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Hayden Humane. You've got these photos of these cute dogs. How do you make them so cute? Or does somebody like airbrush these?
Mama makes them that way.
The airbrushes?
No, we just take pictures of the white background, and we're able to. Our team is amazing with being able to get them to be as photogenic as they are. So they're clicking, they're clicking treats and squeaking and jumping around behind them. It's actually fairly comical to watch them take the pictures. But this is the reaction to get. Yeah, these are some really cute pictures.
Oh my gosh, this one dog, a 3-year-old white shepherd mix, has been with you for almost a year.
Well, had been. These are happy report stories that these are longtime residents that got adopted in June. So Journey, a 3-year-old shepherd mix, had been with us 187 days. Sid, a 2-year-old shepherd pitbull mix, had been with us 192 days. Buddy, a 1.5-year-old Akita mix, had been with us 233 days. And Charlie, a 3-year-old white shepherd mix, had been with us 335 days. And all of them have found their forever homes.
Now, Charlie looks cool.
Yep.
How come he's been in there for that long?
Well, I would love to give you an answer on that, but I can't. Because I can't figure it out myself after 12 years of doing this. So
isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. Because this looks like a cute dog there. Hey, close the door. Hey, Liam, close the door, please.
Yeah, they're all great dogs. And all of them have their own little quirks, just like people do. So They needed to find the perfect forever home for them, and they did. I know I just saw an update on Journey yesterday or day before, and it was super cute with her family. And Journey was with us for a long time, and and she was she's a handful, but she's a huge love. And if you have the patience for them, the it's so rewarding.
And oh, yes,
so
lots of energy and everything.
Yeah,
like
so it's amazing to see all four of these dogs and so many others get adopted. We are really, really, really full right now, like fuller than I think we've been in many, many years.
Why do you think that is?
There's all kinds of reasons. I don't really care why it is. I just need to find homes for them.
Absolutely.
At this point, I don't care why we're full. I just want to find homes for them. We had two that were dropped off in our lobby yesterday, and just dropped them in the lobby and ran.
and ran.
It's tough, and so we need people to come in and to adopt and to take a chance on these amazing animals because they're just great. They know you're saving them. I mean, they know that you are. And rescue dogs are the best dogs. So we have tons of dogs, tons of cats. So please come down if you're thinking about adopting. We're going to have some specials going on here very soon as well. And we definitely want to find some homes for all these guys.
Okay. You know what? This is a time to go do something. I mean, that really makes me feel good about Charlie. Charlie may have even been in here at one time.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And every one of the dogs you bring in is such a love.
Yeah.
You know, that Christina brings in here, just loves.
Katrina. They all have their own characteristics. They all have their own personalities, and that's a thing. And that's why I tell people when they come to shelters, not ours, any shelter, don't go in with some kind of preconceived notion. Don't go in thinking, I want this. Go in thinking, I want the right dog or the right cat for me, and let them find you. And that's the best way, because that's the way that you're going to make a match, and you're going to know right away. I mean, our little chopper guy that we got, I mean, I knew right away that he should be with us, and he's been the best little guy for us. I mean, just amazing little guy. And I'm not saying he doesn't have his quirks. He's definitely got quirks.
You have quirks.
But I have quirks as well, and we work well with each other's quirks, and he's just been a perfect
fit. That happens sometimes.
So, and I knew it, and you know, it's very rare for me to go into the kennels and sit down and actually, okay, I fall in love with all of them, but it's rare for me to want to really honestly take one home, and this one just happened to be the right dog. And so I always encourage people to do that, because more often than not, the animal will find you, you won't find them.
Okay, we got a couple of events coming up here. The big one, of course, is Putt for Paws.
Yeah, our Daniel Zani Memorial Putt for Paws is next Friday, July 8th at Riverview. And we still have quite a few teams that we need to fill. So please come on out. I know it's going to be warm, but it's ready. You're going to go golfing anyway, so don't act like you're not. So please come out. Put a team together. Give us a call at 241-5262. Call Mandy. And get a team out there, because we want to fill 25 teams, and I think we're only at about 15 or 16 teams right now. And we really want to get to 25 teams to fill this this up. We have got some amazing prizes. There's a bunch of prizes for placing, for closest to the pins, for longest drive, for straight drive. We've got the putting contest. I mean, we've got raffle prizes. It's amazing tournament when it comes to playing and the opportunities to get prizes and gifts and raffles and everything else. So, and it's a lot of fun, and all the proceeds go back to Haven helping the animals. And like I said, we're really full, so right now we certainly need it. It also has lunch. It's got a great lunch that's provided afterwards. And Riverview is such a fantastic golf course, and because it's a private golf course, a lot of people don't get to see it all the time. This is your opportunity to come out and play this historic golf course that is just absolutely amazing and beautiful golf course. So,
and on the first tee, yes, which overlooks the river.
Oh, God, it's beautiful.
If you look to the left in the small cove, that's Botts Cove.
Is that where you drive?
Botts Cove.
Yeah.
And there's a number of golf balls there that I managed to put in that same spot every time I tee off. Because sometimes it goes over to the 15th fairway instead of the first. But on a regular basis, I will be on the left in this one spot. You could go down there and find a number of balls. It won't be in good shape because I never use a really good ball when I tee off in the first round.
Now, if you stand in that same spot and you look off to the right, there's a little copse of woods right there. That's where I usually drive. Yeah. I try and aim, at least this is what I hear I'm supposed to do, for that big green strip that goes right down the middle.
Yeah, anybody can do that.
Yeah, no, that's
not
me.
My feeling I'm too. Trying to hit that one spot.
But we definitely need more teams, so please, 241-5262, get some buddies together, come on out, and golf. It's good. It's a good time,
it is
great,
a great
prizes,
event.
Great,
great
course,
event.
Great lunch, and it all goes to a great cause.
Okay, now you've got the Empty the Shelters event.
Yeah, so that's going to start July 11th through the 31st. All cats and dogs will be $15. And that's, again, thanks to Bissell Pet Foundation, Empty the Shelters event. So, Bissell Pet Foundation is just
now, that
absolutely
$15
amazing.
Includes chipping?
Yeah, everything. Microchip, current vaccination, spayed and neutered. Yeah.
Right,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, and then Zumba Bash.
Yep, Zumba Bash is scheduled for August 20th at 5:30 p.m. at Wind River Event Center. It's going to be $20 presale and $25 at the door. If you have never done a Zumba Bash, if you exercise and you like music, Zumba is a lot of fun. Jennifer Lozoya and Anderson Family Fitness do such a great job of putting this together for us. I can never thank her and that team enough for this. She gets a whole bunch of Zumba instructors from the area to come volunteer. They all have dance numbers and routines already planned out. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. There will be raffle prizes. There will be some food and drinks. It's just a lot of fun. So please get involved with that, too. Again, if you want more information on that, you can look on our website. But you could also call 241-5262 for any of these events. But Zumba Bash is a lot of fun. It's something very different. And if you've never experienced a Zumbathon, a Zumba Bash, you definitely have to because it is very different and a lot of fun. So, and then of course we've got our Bark, Wine, and Brew, which is scheduled to be in person this year at Wind River Event Center. It'll be Saturday, October 1st. And our theme will be, Broadways and musicals. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a few tables left. And again, 241-5262 on that. So any of our events. The big one is the Putt for Paws, which is coming up next Friday. So, yeah, lots of events. Busy, busy. Mandy and Trey and our development team are working really hard on all this stuff. They've really upped our social media presence. Every Monday now, I'm releasing a video, thanks to Trey. When I say I'm releasing a video, I do the recording of it, and then he does all the real work. Mark's Monday Mashup, and you can find that on YouTube. And it pretty much tells about the week and the week ahead.
Okay.
Fun.
We've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. A great place to visit for special occasions, non-special occasions, and because they have a super selection of jewelry. And now I'm hearing music, buddy. We have static electricity in the production studio, and I'm spraying these guys, and we're putting down new stuff. But every so often, when he reaches over and gets close to it, it just turns stuff off. But anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Take a load for free. Take a load off.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Everybody know now?
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Oh, when you come crash.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, not that we've had a problem up here in Shasta County, because we've had common sense when it came to the Second Amendment. But with all these, you know, with the new regulations, that, you know, people do have a right to carry a firearm outside their home. Bastiani Arms has got a great selection of firearms, all the accessories that go with it. That's where we buy our firearms, is from John Bastiani. Great customer service. He's just a fantastic gunsmith. If you need any work done, need a gun checked out. They always pride themselves on having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices. Veterans get discounts there, and you can get your CCW permit at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking about Haven Humane, of course, but a number of dogs, a lot of dogs, a lot of things happening. Putt for Paws, July 8th, that's next weekend. They still got open spots, so you can give them a call. They're going to have Bissell Fett Foundation Empty the Shelters event, July 11th through the 31st. All cats and dogs, just $15. The vaccine clinic, you're still having those?
We are. We have a vaccine clinic tomorrow. We'll provide services for the first 35 pets. Just we can only do 35, but coming to the vaccine clinic will save you on having to pay the doctor's visit. So that will be from 2 to 4 on Wednesday. Our next one won't be till July 20th because we don't have a vet for the first 2 weeks in July, unfortunately. So we will be skipping 2 weeks. So tomorrow and then July 20th, it'll start back up.
Kittens.
Yep, we have lots and lots of kittens. So right now we have 48 kittens in the nursery. Staff are still working around the clock to care for them. We want to remind people that if they find a litter of healthy kittens with round tummies, please let their moms continue to take care of them. Mom cats go out for several hours to find food and water, but will return to the litter. Moms can also spend several hours moving their litter to a safer place. So if you see a lone kitten or a pair, keep an eye on them and be sure the mother's not coming back for them before removing them. It's traumatizing to both the mother and the kittens to be separated. Now,
yeah, so if they look healthy and little round yeah. bellies means they're being fed.
Yep.
So mom's out hunting and but if they look scraggly and
if they don't look well, bring them in. Yeah, give us a call, bring them in, and we'll help out. So, trapping cats, we're like you said, we're really full. But if you're planning on trapping cats to bring to Haven, please call at 8 a.m. before trapping to find out if we have a space available to take the cat. Number's 241-2550. If we have space, we'll reserve it for you until 4:30 p.m. that day to bring it back in.
How's volunteering going?
Volunteering's good. Our volunteers are absolutely amazing, but we can always use more. So if you're interested in volunteering for Haven Humane Society, then you can go to our webpage, havenhumane.org. You can fill out a volunteer application. You can actually just go on there and just look at the volunteer opportunities first and see if it's something that you want to do, because we have tons of opportunities. A lot of people think it's just walking dogs. And although that is the majority of what volunteers choose to do is walk the dogs, we have people that socialize cats. We have people that have been helping out in the kitten nursery, which is amazing. We have people that have helped out in development. We've had people help out in licensing. We've had people just do laundry. There's all kinds of opportunities to help out with Haven. We've had people help out with IT issues. So there are all kinds of volunteer opportunities, and we appreciate each and every one of our volunteers. So what you would do is go on our website, go to the volunteer page, and then you fill out an application, and then Cassie Badman, our volunteer coordinator, will get in touch with you about what the next steps are. Normally, the next step would just be an orientation / training, which would be on a Saturday, and then after that, it would be more individual training, depending on where you wanted to go and what you wanted to do at Haven. Our outreaches, our adoption events, all of that, our Camp Love a Pet, none of that stuff happens without the volunteers, and we can never thank them enough for everything that they do for our animals, our staff, and our community. They're absolutely amazing. So, yeah, we absolutely love our volunteers.
Well, they without them, there wouldn't be a Haven Humane as we know it.
No, absolutely not. They allow us to do so much more. And they're great. And, you know, it's, I say this every year, but, you know, whether it's raining and cold or whether it's Redding summer and it's 100 and bazillion degrees out, I see people in green shirts walking dogs or coming in to help out. And I can't thank them enough. You know, I do what I can to go out there and thank them personally and spend a little bit of time with them if I can, but a lot of times I'm not able to, but our team does, and they're just amazing. You know, everybody at Haven, the whole team, the volunteers, the staff, the board of directors, our adopters, our supporters, our donors, it takes all of us working together to run and to successfully operate Haven Humane Society and to really be successful with helping the animals within our community. It's not an individual effort. It never will be. It never can be. And I'm super proud to be part of a small part of this huge team.
How long have you been here now?
Just over 9 years. February was 9 years.
9 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're getting ready for your 10-year
anniversary. Yeah, February will be 10 years. It's crazy. Some days it seems like I've been here forever, and some days it feels like it just started. So,
you get to bring your dog to work?
I bring all three of my dogs to work, actually, and my executive assistant, Janet. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Janet loves my dogs, and my dogs love Janet. They go crazy when they see her. But sometimes they go a little too crazy. But, yeah, I bring all three of my dogs to work. I have two big dogs and then one little dog, and when we lost our fourth dog, I didn't have the heart to leave the old man, the little guy, behind. So he started coming to work, and he doesn't.
Does the Haven Humane contract the city for animal control?
We do. We contract with City of Reading for basically everything animal related we do within the City of Reading. We contract with them for that. So all animal control functions, all sheltering, everything animal related in City of Reading is Haven Humane.
You know, I saw a van on the street, on our street the other day. Some people were looking for these dogs, mm-hmm. and it didn't say Haven Humane on it. What else would it be?
I have no idea.
Okay. It was an official, and I was looking at it because it didn't seem like it. It said animal control on it.
It said what?
It said animal control.
Is it a green one?
Yeah.
Well, it's Haven Humane.
Oh, I just didn't see the name Haven Humane on it. I didn't recognize the person driving
it. It said animal regulation on it.
Animal regulation, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's Haven Humane.
It's all, okay. Uh-huh. All right, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. This is a veteran-owned business that gives the best haircuts in town. In my opinion, the only place I've gone to since I've lived in Reading. Like I said, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 248-246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, tomorrow we've got a person from the water board's going to be joining us at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking about water here in the Northern California area, reclaimed water, what's going on. And that'll be at 8 o'clock from 7 to 8. I think it's going to be like open line. So if you've got something stuck in your craw or something you want to talk about that has nothing to do with anything I'm talking about, you're more than welcome to give me a call. I love to hear it. 74 degrees out there. That's funny. I've got one that says 70, and I have one that says 74. But it's going to be a beautiful day today, near 100. Rest of the week, though. It starts going down from today. Wednesday, it's going to be near 100. But Thursday, 97. Friday, 94. Saturday, 90. Sunday, 85.
That's
and
nice.
On Monday, 84. So it's going to be a beautiful week. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They treat their customers like their best friends. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans of veteran-owned business. Okay, buddy.
I got two things I just thought of while you're giving the weather report. Number one, it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Your animals need shade, and they need fresh water. So make sure they've got that. Do not leave them in a car. So think about taking them when it's hot like this. It gets unbearably, ridiculously hot in a very, very short amount of time. So watch out for that. And also the back of pickup trucks. They think, oh, they're outside. Those back of pickup trucks get so hot.
Put your hand down on the bed. You're going to see how hot they get.
Yeah, your hand's not going to stay there long. I guarantee it. And their paws can't stay there long. So although, yes, they're padded and they're thicker than – you know, our hands and our skin, it still transmits the heat.
Have you seen dogs with their, if you've ever seen a dog when they're blistered like that, I mean, that takes a lot.
It's
for
horribly
that to
painful for them. So please be smart about that. And then the other thing is July 4th is Monday. So this is a huge, I mean, I've already talked about multiple times how full we are in the shelter. We do not have space to be taking animals in. And you don't want your animal to come into the shelter anyway. So please plan ahead. This is a very, very, very scary day for our pets. Yes, fireworks are loud for us. We love them. They represent all kinds of stuff for us. But as loud as they are for us, they're just a factor of 10 or 1,000 louder for our animals, and it scares them, and they go right into fight or flight. There's nothing to fight, so they're going to run. So
you'll see dogs that have never done it clear a six-foot fence, so climb their way right over.
So please have a plan Monday night when the fireworks start going off. Bring them in the house. Put them in the garage. If you can't do that, if they have to stay outside, go outside. Patrol your fence line and make sure there's nothing they can hop on to hop over to make it easier. Yes, you can't prevent everything, but you know what? You can. A little bit of an ounce of prevention really will help out a ton.
And this is going to happen. You know, we tell people this.
It happens every single year.
I remember we saw a dog, big dog I've never seen before, running down the street.
Yeah.
Like an Irish wolfhound type dog.
It scares them so bad because they don't understand. They have no idea what's going on. And like I said, it's so much louder for them than it is for us, and it's so scary. So please think about that, and please plan ahead for your pets. Have a plan for your pets. Bring them indoors, do whatever. Have a plan for your pets, and then enjoy the fireworks. It makes life easier for everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah,
for everybody.
For sure.
Okay.
But please have a plan for them.
So don't leave them in your car, of course. No. Now, this is for big animals too.
And if you see an animal in a car and it's struggling, if it's 100 degrees out, you see an animal parked, you know, at the Target parking lot, for instance, or whatever, 241-2550, call our officers. Our officers will respond. That is a high priority item. They'll respond, and they'll make sure that animal gets care.
Here's the other thing. If you see a person in the car,
Call 911.
Call 911 and get that person in there, because I just saw another one. Child was in the car for like 4 hours. 4 hours. Died. It's horrible. Horrible. It's not a good way to die. Now, large animals. Make sure your large animals have access to water when it's this hot.
Absolutely.
You know, the other day
in shade.
In shade, if you can. But for sure for water. Mm-hmm. Horse drink 12 gallons of water a day, easy. Now, the other day, the waterer, we have one of those kind of a bowl waterer. They just stick their nose in, the water pours out.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't filling as fast, and it's always worked perfectly. So I went in there, and I just checked on it. I thought, well, maybe, you know, did she, you know, like bust it? And I'm reaching in there, and a frog. I swear it's a frog, about, you know, a small frog, but it was in there. And when we pushed back, it wouldn't go all the way back in because the frog was there. The frog was happy.
Not much.
How did the frog get in there? First of all, I don't know. I have no idea how the frog got in there.
They're looking for
water
sources.
But then the frog was happy after I turned him loose outside and said, here, go find your own water. Threw him into a larger area out there that had water.
There you go.
So make sure you check if you've got these self-waterers where they just have to stick their nose in there. Make sure that's working, too. You don't want to see a dog that has heat stroke. I've been around a dog that had heat stroke, and it is not nice.
No, it's ugly.
It is ugly. Now, that's all scaring, but just a little bit of common sense and making sure your animal's okay, because you love your animals, to make sure they're okay. Now, chipping. I'm starting to see a lot about horses being chipped. Can you all do that? Could you chip a horse?
We don't chip. We don't microchip horses.
Okay. No. But a lot of people are getting their horses microchipped, and on that microchip, in some cases, is their health. It's got their health records in there. Did you ever remember that in the military when they were talking about that?
Yeah.
Putting all of our health records on a microchip and inserting them on us.
That's a much different microchip than we're using for the dogs and cats.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because that needs a read.
I mean, the technology is absolutely there. It's not that advanced.
Yeah.
It's not that far a step from the microchips that we're using for the dogs and cats to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We're just not doing that.
Yeah. But it could be.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, by the way, I want to thank you, buddy, for a couple of things. One, for running Haven Humane as well as you have over the last 9 years. And I'm serious about that. And we'd be up to our butts in cats and dogs if it wasn't for you all. You've gone to a no-kill shelter for your dogs, and you're approaching that with the cats. I know how hard you're working on that with cats. During times of stress like fires, Haven Humane has stepped up and taken care of thousands of pets due to the fire, especially, and I remember the car fire and everything you all did with your volunteers. You had so many volunteers. You literally had to schedule them for times because there were so many of them. But it still was run by the staff at Haven Humane. And I just want to thank you for that. The other thing I want to thank you for is your service to our country. And if you don't know it, that Mark is a retired Air Force staff and CO who has been in several combat zones. And his job was driving the drogue, or the, what do you call that? The refueling.
I flew the boom.
The boom. Yeah. Now, you see these things where these jets come up and they plug into the big planes. Well, they just kind of fly up, and you've got a person on the other end, believe it or not, that's flying that and putting it into that little small fuel
receptacle.
And that's what Mark did. And I want to thank you for your service. Well, July 4th coming up. A lot of times we take it for granted. There's no big wars going on right now. We've pulled most of our military out, even though they've added more people in Europe. It's like 100,000 troops in Europe right now due to what's going on in Ukraine and all the fears that Russia has not finished yet. They haven't finished in Ukraine, and hopefully they won't. But one of those things, if you can eat, thank a farmer, and if you can read, thank a teacher. And if you live a free life, thank a veteran. And I just want to thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And right back at you for your service. I appreciate everything you've done. And I will say that you and Linda both and all the KCNR family has been a part of Haven's team for many years, and so you guys are responsible for everything that we do as well. And I want to thank our team. Like I said earlier, I'm a small part of a big team, and our team does an amazing job. I'm so proud to be a part of it, and I'm so proud of each and every one of the people that work for us, whether they're staff or volunteers or just people on social media that are supporting us.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
it takes a village in our community.
Our community is very supportive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can't help. You know, that's one of the reasons, you know, everybody, you know, I'll read an article out of an L.A. paper, and I'll laugh because, you know what, draw us as a bunch of knuckle-dragging, you know, cave people. I don't care. In fact, write more of them and stay away from Shasta County. We have a great place up here. We have a great place. And, yeah, we disagree and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But when it gets down to it, when it comes down to things like a car fire or any of those things, our community comes together and helps each other.
I agree. And I think that it's important to say, too, that, you know, when I'm here and you and I have been friends for many years, and you and I have been in this community right about the same amount of time, give or take a couple of years, and we've both been all over the world through our military career.
Yeah.
We've seen all over the country, all over the world, and we both decided that Reading was a place that we wanted to live. And why is that? It's because of the community. Is it location? Yeah, location's great, but the community is what kept us here.
Yeah.
And we both made that decision, and I think it was the right decision, and I still believe it's the right decision, and our community is absolutely amazing. And we're blessed to be a part of it.
And we'll let it go on that one. Everybody have a great day. Remember how hot it is out there. Take care of your, make sure you don't leave anything in your car. You want